And welcome back. It's that time of year when a couple of St. Louis radio stations have switched to an all-Christmas music format. And if you tune in, you're likely to hear one of a few dozen songs in constant rotation.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Well, we have some relief for you over the next 20 minutes or so. That's not the kind of music we'll be listening to. The St. Louis band Rough Shop has a unique take on Christmas music that explores everything from joy to sadness. For more, here's producer Alex Hoyer.
The 14th annual Rough Shop Holiday Extravaganza begins tomorrow and continues this weekend at the Focal Point in Maplewood. Joining me are two members of Rough Shop, John Wendland and Andy Plouffe. Welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So my first question is very basic, and that is, and I'll direct it to you first, John, why Christmas music?
I've kind of had a love for Christmas music for a long time, and it all started out when I started making compilations for people from like 1989, and it's kind of grew into it from there.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Andy? Why does this band, Rough Shop, focus on Christmas music?
because John was really into it. He actually, he's the impetus behind us doing the recordings. We did a series of concerts at Focal Point. I think this is how we started when we were One Fell Swoop. We did a monthly thing with another band joining us. And I think when December came around, we started doing Christmas-themed kind of shows and then just developed from there.
So since you get all the blame for this, John.
Sorry.
Is there something from your childhood or something that really sticks in your head about Christmas music? I mean, are there certain holiday songs that you listened to growing up?
Oh, sure. I mean, hearing Christmas music evokes memories of growing up, and I kind of grew up in a Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby kind of household when it came to Christmas music. But my love of Christmas music has gone a lot further than that over the years.
I want to get right to some of your music to give our listeners a sense of what Rough Shop sounds like. So let's hear Just Because It Was Christmas, and this is from your first Christmas album.
Just because it was Christmas, there was a perfect snow. Just because it was Christmas, we watched the whole world glow. Just because it was Christmas, there were wishes made all about lots of bright things. All about my day. Everything that I remember, you remember it the same way. Though the decorations fade, let's throw them away. Just because it was Christmas, all the voices were bells, and we got their meaning. They rang out so well.
That's Just Because It Was Christmas by Rough Shop, and that on lead vocals on that song was Andy Plouffe. He's with me in studio along with John Wendland. And Andy, I understand that you also wrote that song.
Right.
How do you approach writing Christmas music? And I want each of you to answer that, and I'll start with you, Andy.
The overall songwriting isn't different from the way I usually do it. Actually, I had that melody for a while, hadn't done anything with it, and then I'm thinking about trying to do some Christmas songs. The feel of that music just seemed to fit, and I think because of the rhythm of the melody that I already had, words just came that started it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's often the way I do it. I mean, I have some melody, and out of, I don't know, out of nowhere, some words come.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John? Same story or different?
Well, I actually think the holidays, you have the same emotions throughout the year, but the holidays seem to, heighten those. And it could be, there's all kinds of craziness around the holidays. There's, beauty, and there's loneliness, and there's, excitement. And I do think that's the one thing we do manage to capture with all these different Christmas songs we've written, is we kind of run the whole gamut of emotions that you go through at Christmas time. Everything from wonder to, feeling questioning to all kinds of things.
Right. And that's something I was thinking about, is that when we think of Christmas music, a lot of times we think of joy and we think of happiness. But for a lot of people, and for a lot of different reasons, the holidays can be a time of sadness, of grief. Maybe they're missing a loved one who has died recently, or for whatever reason, there is sadness around the holidays, and there's contention too. And in listening to your group's music, I think you also capture that. Why was that important to do when it seems that most Christmas music doesn't do that?
I don't think either of us made a conscious effort to do that. I think that's kind of the way we look at life. We look at the whole picture, and that's naturally where I'm coming from when I write.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. You have a whole gamut of emotions. Like I say, I feel like they're just heightened during the holiday season.
One of the songs that I think gets at the different kinds of emotions is Snowbound Girl. Can you help set that up a little bit?
Yeah, that's a song I wrote, and it's at first it's coming from a feeling of being overwhelmed by the holidays and feeling like you're missing something, and then I try to put a hopeful spin on it at the end, because I think hopeful spins happen if you're around the right people.
Okay, let's listen to that.
Holidays are crashing all around you. Blanket white is all you see. Crowds and confusion surround you, and you're longing for the way. Trumpets to sound the way. Convinced about the darkness of the evening, and unsure about the brightness of the day. An avalanche is crashing down upon you, covering everything. Trying hard to push that door wide open and set yourself free, snowbound girl. Might not be the Yuletide you wanted. Knowing that you're not the only one.
That's Snowbound Girl by Rough Shop. In studio with me is John Wendland and Andy Plouffe. So we didn't have a chance to listen to the end of that song, but you promised kind of that you were going to end it with some kind of hopeful note. How does it end? Bring us home there.
Yeah, well, I talk about first how things, snow's come down, wind's howling, you're feeling lost, people are searching for you. But then, with the help of others, more is offered.
I know that some of the backing vocal harmonies in that song were from Anta Koch, and a lot of people remember her. She was a member of your band, of course, and a well-known musician here in St. Louis, and she died in a fire a couple of years ago now. And when I listen to that song, I can't help not think of her and what she brought to your group and to the local music scene. And I'm wondering, now a couple years removed from her untimely death, how she continues to play a role perhaps in your minds as you continue the work of the band. I'll start with you, John.
Anne was one of a kind, and she added so much. And when she passed away, we were actually debating whether to do the Christmas show. And then we're going, she's the last person in the world who would advocate not playing music because she wasn't around. And I remember, I wrote a song about her being gone that year and that we did at the Christmas show, and it was really hard. You hear her voice on a lot of this material and her percussion, and just she's still a huge part of it. I mean, her name gets mentioned a lot during these rehearsals.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy?
I think that what John was saying, that she added a lot. She really had a great touch on everything that she played, and it was really subtle. It's the kind of thing that you wouldn't notice. Then you listen to it closely, like on the recording, you think, it was great, and I would never have thought of playing that. You know, she found the right thing. So, yeah, it's kind of – I think she's still there with us. You know, she's affected us a lot, and she was a big part of what we did, and we wouldn't want to, pass that by.
Yeah, she used to liken us, our band, and this get-together of all of us around the holidays for these holiday shows as being kind of like the land of misfit toys, how all these people, coming from different places, but yet we all fit together really well. And, it's just a thing. And she was so damn funny on stage. And she was just, one of a kind. I know I said that, but.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of on stage, what can people expect when they go to one of these holiday extravaganzas? I mean, the word extravaganza has in mind, for me, something that's lavish, something that's spectacular. So what can people expect when they go to one of your holiday concerts?
Now you'll see more blow mold Santas than you've ever seen in one place. No, really, Rough Shop's a five-piece band, but when we do these shows, we bring in a whole lot of friends and guests from other bands. So we have people like Chris Graybaugh from Cave State's Magnolia Summer. We'll have Merv Schrock from Ransom Note. Danielle Aslanian's just a huge part of this now, and she actually moved to California. She's coming back just for these shows. She just came back yesterday. Of course, Osset Sarno from Osset Music Project.
Steve Carosello.
Yeah, Steve Carosello from the Love Experts. And, it's just a whole host of really talented people, and we're lucky to have them. You got all these different combinations of voices you won't hear any time together any other place.
Oh, since we mentioned all the others, we should mention Molly Huber, who's kind of the new addition this year.
Yeah, we've never had her perform before.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned different styles, and I want to get into one of those songs right now that I think really exhibits a different kind of style, and that's the song Purple Snowflakes. Which one of you would like to set this up?
Well, this is a song written by it's a Marvin Gaye song, and it's kind of – I call it a trippy soul song I love it. And you ought to listen to the lead vocal is by John Parsons, who's our keyboard player, and it's a pretty darn – it's a terrific vocal. And then we have backing vocals. We call them the Purplettes, but it was people who take part in the Christmas show you'll hear doing all the backing vocals.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Soft
That's Rough Shop's cover of the Marvin Gaye song, Purple Snowflakes. And John and Andy, while we were listening to that, the two of you could hardly contain yourselves. You were smiling, you were laughing a little bit. I have to know why. Andy?
This is great. Some great backup lyrics. The Tootsie's toasting, you know.
Okay, Tootsie's toasting. Anything else?
Yeah, that's, I don't have much to add to that.
Yeah, and the backup vocals are just really wonderful. I mean, John's, of course, his lead vocal is great too, but I haven't heard it for a while, so it's kind of nice to hear it again.
The one thing I did want to say about these shows is that people could expect to hear a lot of original songs. And then we do covers where all styles are not off limits, and we've done everything from Ella Fitzgerald to like Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross to George Jones to the Sonics to the Kinks to in other words, we have a whole wide range of Christmas music that we put out there in addition to what we're doing.
I'd venture to guess that there are quite a few music fans in St. Louis that haven't been to a concert quite like the Holiday Extravaganza that Rough Shop puts on. What should they know in advance? I mean, should they dress up? Should they wear an ugly Christmas sweater? What is there something they should come specifically prepared for?
No special attire is required. Just be prepared. You're going to hear a lot of Christmas music. It's going to be all over the place. And I guarantee you, all we got to get people to do is come once and they'll come again. That's the way it's been. And a lot of people come up to us and tell us, this starts our Christmas off. This is our tradition. It's just to us, that's a very cool thing. That's why we went expand it to 3 shows at the Focal Point, because the 2 shows sold out last year, and why we're doing it also at the Wildy, which is a really nice
in
theater.
Edwardsville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever played there before?
Never.
Right.
It's
a
lot
great
bigger
theater.
Venue. Yeah, I love the theater. Mm-hmm. So we were thrilled when they contacted us and asked us to do it.
Mm-hmm. But the first 3 shows that start tomorrow and are on Saturday and Sunday as well are at the Focal Point in Maplewood. Andy, for people who haven't been to the Focal Point, can you tell me a little bit about that venue?
It's a listening room. It's seats maybe a little over 100 at the most. It has always focused on folk music and for a long time more traditional folk, but with a younger crowd coming around and helping out at the Focal Point, they've expanded that and they have a lot more contemporary folk and even into rock music.
Yeah, we jam 12 people on that stage, which is about as maximum as you can get. And it's connected to a restaurant and bar, so people go out and bring drinks in. And so it's not a real – even though it's a great, great listening room and they present music the way it ought to be presented, I'm pretty serious about places to do that. Still, it's a fun environment for a show.
You can be loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are people standing or sitting?
Generally sitting.
I want to end with one more song from Rough Shop, and that's a song called Gimme That Twine. John, would you set this up?
Well, yeah, there's a band I love, you know, bebop, jazz, trio, Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. They're all just amazing vocalists. And John Hendricks wrote one of my all-time favorite songs, and it's called Gimme That Wine. And, you know, I wanted to have a co-write with John Hendricks, so I just wrote whole new words for it. And it just came in one furious night during December.
Oh, yeah.
Poured out. It was fun. But anyways, that's pretty much the setup for it. I ought to point out, you're going to hear this big vibe solo in it, and that was from Anne Tkach. She had just got her hands on some vibes the night before, worked out that whole part, and hadn't played them she hadn't ever played vibes for like 15 or 20 years, and she was able to do that. So something to listen for in the song.
All right. Well, John Wendland and Andy Plouffe, thank you for spending some time with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And let's listen to Gimme That Twine.
It's twine time.
It's tired when it gives her glad they were wrapped by a little kid. This Yuletide will be different, cause this is what I did. Realized my rapping weak spot could never be addressed at home, till it took care of that shortage of the paper strings and bows. Give me that twine,
unhand that ribbon.
Give me that twine,
unhand that ribbon.
Give me that twine,
unhand that ribbon.
No terpsichore till they're under the tree, hoping that more than presents get unwrapped on Christmas Day. Way over yonder in the North Pole, to snap who came to life. Had don't realize wrapping paper women made by Christmas Eve night. To escape the wrath of Santa, little big man hatched a plan. Organized a group of elf henchmen to steal it from the common man. Oh, give me that twine.
Unhand that ribbon.
Oh, give me that twine.
Unhand that ribbon.
Oh, give me that twine.
Unhand that ribbon.
Won't be no Christmas show without some bows. But old Kris Kringle doesn't know, won't hurt him anyway.
That's Gimme That Twine by the St. Louis band Rough Shop. Band members John Wendlin and Andy Plouffe spoke with producer Alex Hoyer. The band's 14th annual holiday extravaganza begins tomorrow and continues this weekend at the Focal Point in Maplewood and December 15th at the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.
Contacting you real soon. You can take all those crazy little Santa reindeer coming, listen, Prancer, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. I've got nothing but good words to say. Then line the steam and elves beside them. Santa asked to have no choice. There'd be no doubt I'd have to come clean the minute I raise my voice again.